Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kyle is in need of a second date update. He went out with Maya, hasn't heard back from her, would like to see her again. We're going to help him out. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys. I've actually been a listener for, geez, years, and I've kind of laughed at every single guy who calls in for one of these things, and here I am.
Here you are.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to go, but it's making me crazy, so let's find out, right?
If she's worth making a fool of yourself over, do it with gusto, Kyle.
Yeah, okay. So I guess I'll just start from the beginning, if that's cool with you guys.
Sure.
I met her online. We went out for dinner. Nothing too fancy, just something that was close to home. We sat there for a couple hours. We just had a few beers. I treated, since I was the one who asked her out and I picked out the restaurant. And it was a solid first date. I mean, you know, we had some great conversation. We laughed a lot. And I don't know, we had quite a bit in common, actually. I know that you guys are going to ask me this, so you know, I was trying to think, what are the red flags here? And the only red flag was that there was just a couple of moments when, like, the food came in where there was a little bit of, like, awkward silence. But, I mean, honestly, like, I was kind of talking that up to, like, I didn't want to talk with my mouth full. I didn't think that she did either. You know, we met at the restaurant, so, you know, it wasn't like, you know, there was awkward time when I was, like, driving her back or anything like that. It wasn't my place or her place, so none of that. And I just walked her to her car. She initiated a hug, which I think is a good sign, right, guys?
Yeah, it's not a bad one.
If she initiated, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
No kiss?
No. We just hugged. I mean, you know, I always take these kind of things slow and kind of let her lead a little bit when it comes to it, because I always want her to be comfortable. And I did say that I wanted to see her again, which I never know if that's the move to make at the end of the date, but I did. And she told me to reach out, which I thought was a really good sign.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't gotten back to me, so I don't know what the deal is.
What does it mean?
I guess my question for you would be, before we go through all of this, is this someone that you really want to see again because you're that attracted to her? Or is this, because sometimes we'll get a second date update where I don't even think they're all that passionate about the other person. They're just, they just want to know why they didn't call them back.
What's wrong with me?
That's what's bugging. Right.
What did I do?
No, I genuinely like her. I don't kind of, you know, I'm not like a serial dater, right? Like, I don't do this all the time. And I legitimately think we have like a good connection, and I kind of liked her. So I do want to see her again. Sometimes people don't click. I didn't understand, because I thought we did. That's all.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to when I dated a million years ago. I go on a date, just like you described, and it would be great. Everything was fine. We got along, had some things in common, great conversation, no real awkward moments. It was just, everything about it was very pleasant and nice.
Mm-hmm.
We would make tentative plans to get together again or do something else. I don't know. I might reach out. Maybe she'd call me back. Maybe she wouldn't. And in the event where she wouldn't, I'd kind of forget about it. And then someone else would bring her up and be like, hey, whatever happened to her? I'm like, you know, I don't know.
I really don't know.
Anything happen there? No.
I love that you forgot about it. That's
like,
the best.
No, but you guys went out that one time. Did that go okay? No, it went great. You know,
totally,
I don't know
ghosted.
Why she didn't call me
back. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we will call Maya and see what she really thought of Kyle and her date with him coming up next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Second date update scenario that we hear probably more often than any other scenario. They meet online, they go out to dinner, great conversation, everything's good, no real awkward moments, seem to have enough in common where it's worth maybe getting together again. She initiated a hug. You told her you'd like to see her again.
I said, hey, I had a great time. I really would like to see you again. And then she said, yeah, reach out.
And she hugged you.
Yes. She initiated that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So he did. He reached out. Radio silence. Here we are. We're going to call her up, see what's up.
Hello?
Hello, is this Maya?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Maya. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff and Jen?
What's going on?
Oh, I think I know what this is.
And you're probably correct.
Is the second date update.
Yeah, you okay with that?
I've never been on one of these.
Oh, we'll try to make it fun for you.
Sure, let's do it.
Now, are you currently just dating around? I know this person met you online, so I assume you've probably gone out on a few dates, different guys?
I know who you're talking about.
Do you?
This is, I'm guessing it's Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
This feels okay. Like an intentional blow off since you know who we're talking about.
That date was kind of a bust.
How so?
Oh gosh. I mean, he's a nice enough guy and like, I don't have anything against him exactly, but I feel like he has some habits and preferences that just don't line up with my lifestyle.
Habits and preferences that do not line up with your lifestyle.
Yeah, and I didn't say anything on the date because I don't know, it would have been rude and kind of what was the point, but I'm a really, really good cook, like really good.
Yeah,
cool. I went to culinary school. It's, you know, it's the thing I take a lot of pride in.
All right.
Yeah. But I really don't like to mention that on a first date or when I'm meeting a guy and getting to know him.
Why not?
You have no idea how the energy shifts when a man hears that I like really know how to cook.
You mean like it did in this room? With me?
Probably. I mean, it's such a dramatic change. And then I feel like nothing else I say is heard or even matters anymore.
Yeah, because I would have decided I want to marry you on the spot once I heard you went to culinary school.
Exactly.
We were all like, ooh.
I know. It's like in Scooby-Doo when he used to see food and get like...
excited.
Eyes would turn into food and that's all it is anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happens to... I mean, it just happened to you. It happens to every guy. I feel like I'm more than that. And to me, that just... it's not helpful to start or lead with that. So anyway, and then of course, there's always the whole, he'll ask when I'm going to cook for him and... whatever. So I didn't mention this on our date. So, I mean, things were going fine. Like, it was enjoyable, I guess. But then here's where I knew this was not going to work. First off, he ordered his steak well done.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't say anything, and I tried to, like, not let my face show the horror. And then when it came, he doused it, slathered, covered it in so much ketchup. And listen, I understand that this is O'Cheese. It's not like
we were
at Ruby.
I was just
going to
say, it's not like he's missing out on much. No offense.
It wasn't my steak.
Yeah, but order something different.
Yeah, get a burger.
Yeah, I just, food done properly is really important to me. And that was like the biggest red flag for me. And it's like, if I'd made a steak for him and he did that to it, I'd have to kick him out.
Well, something tells me if you prepared the steak, he wouldn't be dousing it with ketchup.
I mean,
probably.
That's a no-brainer.
Wouldn't need to mess with it. Right.
But this tells me that he's not someone who appreciates fine dining the way that I do. And I just don't think that he would really appreciate my cooking. You know what I mean? I just put ketchup on everything.
It's funny. I know someone who is really into wine, you know, has a really sophisticated palate, and has this one friend that whenever she comes over, she hides the good wine because this person, this friend of
hers,
doesn't
appreciate it.
And she will down it like it's beer.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, man, I'm not giving her the good wine.
Hell
yes,
no.
That's funny.
So she knows she's coming over. She purposely goes out and gets the cheap stuff.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Hey, it's all you can drink wine, buddy. Well, Kyle.
You cook. Like, that's cool. I didn't realize you cook. What's your specialty?
See? Once I said I cook, this is all.
Well, it's the obvious question.
Yeah, I mean, sure it is, Jeff. What is it? Do you do Italian? Is it Italian?
No, but honestly, how many people do you know that are actual chefs that have gone through culinary school that are at your disposal to talk to about food? There aren't that many.
Well, not just that, but when somebody drops, I'm a graduate of the whatever school of culinary arts, you're not going to say, that's great. So what do you think about Taylor Swift?
Right.
Right. You immediately want to talk about food.
Wow. Oh, well, let me learn more about that.
I still want to know, like, do you have, like, a specialty or?
Well, I want to know what compelled you to have a well-done steak covered in ketchup.
Good question. I'd like to hear the answer to that.
Can we talk about that for a moment?
These are both good questions.
Like, I don't understand. Like, you put ketchup a lot. Ketchup makes a lot of things better. French fries and tuna.
Potatoes.
Oh, like, I put ketchup on a lot of stuff. I've even had it, like, in rice. Have you ever done that before?
Oh, yeah.
No, I have. Really? Have you done ketchup
on rice? Yeah, it's kind of like you're putting steak on your ketchup. Like, ketchup is the primary dish, and then, you know, what you're having
with
it.
Yeah, when I think of French fries, I think of French fries sort of as a base that you're dressing with ketchup.
Right.
But if you're using steak as a base, that's probably not very good steak.
I mean, I just like ketchup. Like, I didn't think this would be a thing. I didn't think this would be a big deal, you know.
Yeah,
I like it.
But can you kind of see, like, where she's coming from and why this might not be a great match?
Not really. I'm gonna be honest. I think this is strange, but, like, all right, like, cool, like, that's fine. It's just,
I'm sorry, Kyle. I think you're very nice. I just feel like we're in kind of different places, maybe.
Like, what if Kyle said to you, you know, generally speaking, I prefer my steaks well done, and yes, I do smother it with ketchup because I love ketchup, but if you were to prepare me a steak, I would be willing to try it.
Your way.
Your way. I trust the wisdom of the chef to prepare it in the way that you think is best. And if I still don't like it, then we can go our separate ways and call it even.
I just don't feel like you've deserved my cooking, to be honest. I'm sorry. I hear
how
that sounds.
All right.
Like,
okay.
Steak with ketchup is like, if that's what you defaulted to, I just don't think there's a chance here.
I did not know my taste buds were on trial here. Okay, next time I've learned, no condiments on dates. Copy. Got it.
Well, thank you for taking the call, Maya. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Us too.
Thanks, guys.
Kyle, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks.
And if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.